Thus I have heard. At one time, the Blessed One was dwelling in the royal domain of Ultra Peak Mountain, a great gathering of monks and a great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of phenomena called profound appearance. At the same time, the Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas and the natural emptiness. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a son of the lineage trained who wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva answered the Venerable Sharipatiputra with these words, Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. Form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, and having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are neither impure or pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight and so on until no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on, up to no old age and death, and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom, and since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times have relied upon the perfection of wisdom and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as true, for it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Teyata om gate gate paragate parasamgate bodhisattva. Shariputra, this is how a bodhisattva mahasattva should train in the profound perfection of wisdom. Then Blessed One arose from that samadhi and said to the bodhisattva mahasattva, noble Avalokiteshvara, that he had spoken well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Sharipatiputra and noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One. On page 12. Om Denza Bhumi Aum Shem Sergi Saji Om Denza Rekhe Aum Chichari Kori Di Korwe Usu Ri Gyapo Ri Ram Chalu Bango Urza Bhuli Urbalang Chu Chalani Nyen Lulam Om 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 Om
So today we will be discussing about purifications, which is very important because we need to purify everything. So therefore I will be focusing on practice of purifications. It is mainly known as the application of four forceful antidotes or the powerful antidotes.
Deepa la sri, jisen khuda chepa te sri. To gini ki chihi dingi tati chingchung dingi te. To nde chana sri, oma na sri. No oma na rangku ji ngun se hotri. Dinga ore tani, dinga lindi la ichi ji depa chewa la rali pe sri.
So, in order to engage in the practice of purification, it is important to understand why we need to engage in this practice of purification. What is to be purified? And what will be accomplished as a result of one's practice, one's purification, and so on. So therefore, with this, then one also have a firm understanding of law of cause and effect, which is karma. So whatever the virtuous deeds one may undertake or one may engage in will become a purification practice, because as you developed the virtuous state of mind, and there's an effect as a result of development of one's virtuous state of mind, then the non-virtuous state of mind, the intensity of the non-virtuous state of one's mind is reduced. So this is all, you know, whenever you engage in the virtuous act or the virtuous actions, body, speech, and mind, it becomes a purification practice.
Nipala lhadu bi tani sita sumbadri nirwa. Nipala lhadu bi tani ne hinchi sula pochang siri. Meji nabi dungsen tenbate ta ngandu dipanda kari ina soji wada mel nyanji anum di megi chukanda ina sula pochang siri. Hinchi sula pochang siri meji nabi dungsen tenbate si. Tenya tambu ni Niju Sama Tento Pontuba Kayansi Tambon Niju Tata Tambon Punkabri, Tijin Pankabri in a Tawa Muntuba no Tawa no Tansi. The time Tuba no Jansi Nere Gento Tiria Meji Nabi Nusin Temba Tatikigua.
So one of the most important purification practice is what we call remorse or regret and remorse. In pertaining to one's own negative actions that one have committed. So this becomes a very, you know, powerful antidote, in other words. It's a very powerful practice of purifications. So in order to have a genuine regret and remorse, so we need to understand again, here it is important to understand what kind of, you know, impacts or the influences that we may have if we do not really engage in negative deeds or if we do not engage in purification practice, because all those negative deeds are a result of cultivation of negative thoughts and emotions, because negative deeds of body and speech are completely induced by the cultivation of negative thoughts and emotions. So therefore, the more you have deepened insight into the nature of this negative state of mind, the negative thoughts and emotions, so that the better your application to antidotes towards those negative states of mind. Because when you have complete understanding of the negative states of one's own mind or the thoughts and emotions, then you will see all kinds of defects, all kinds of faults the characteristics of this particular negative thoughts and emotions, then you naturally, you know, have a genuine interest in practicing the purification, or in engaging in a practice which really serves as an antidote or remedy for one's negative thoughts and emotions. So with this understanding, then if you engage in what we call practice of remorse or regret, then this will be more effective.
Da yeba tenji to ni yeba tenji to ni chondro sinji da chondro sinji tenji ta sinji gun sinji ba ji ne chondro sinji ji ba yin bi sin na de sin gun di da da ga ni me de de sin gun di da tong hua shuo ni suo ji sin ni tong hua suo ji wo yang sin jiao xin zhong a di ne ji sin
So here, because regret and remorse of one's own negative deeds is very important. Most of the time, the problem with us is when we engage in negative deeds, instead of regretting, we feel very satisfied with that kind of act. For instance, if one dislikes someone, that you wanted to say something that is offensive to the person, and you will put all your effort to have this opportunity to express harsh words or something that is offensive to this particular person. And as you speak out, after you have had a chance to actually express the negative, offensive, words or this speech towards a particular person, then you will deeply satisfied, because I have been looking for this opportunity to say something to this person because so and so, such and such person that I really don't like. And so now when you look at our negative actions, it's a very, organized, if you look at this. You have a very motivations in the beginning, and not only just you are having motivation, but also when you are actually engaging in that particular actions, you will do so with very with great enthusiasm. And then once you have done that, you will be greatly satisfied and deeply satisfied with that. So if you look at this accumulation actions of the body, speech, and mind, negative actions of the body, speech, and mind, you are actually carrying out all the basis, actual execution, actual actions, and the conclusions. So you are complete. And you're actually kind of, completing everything within that. So if you look at the virtuous state of, virtuous actions, it remains a very weak. Because though you have a very strong motivation to actually engage in some virtuous actions, such as recitation of mantras and meditations and so on and so forth, you may have a very strong motivations. But when you're actually engaging in these particular actions, then your mind is again wandered and distracted, and you will not be able to actually carry out the actual actions. And even if you have, you are able to do that, you have, after doing that, then you will, you may not be able to again dedicate towards one's own state, one's own achievement or one's own enlightenment for the happiness of other sentient beings and so on and so forth. So now if you, if we were to compare our negative actions and the positive actions, so the negative actions are far more stronger and powerful than our positive actions. Our positive actions, in fact, remains a very in a vulnerable state. It can be vanished. It can be destroyed in a very instant, in a very briefly. So therefore, if you remain not, if you are unable to, you know, engage in the practice of purifications, then all the negative deeds that you have done will multiply greatly. So therefore, purification practice is a very, very important. So all of this actions, whether it is a positive or negative actions, will be, you know, whichever the actions that one may engage in, you know, it is not that you have actually engaged in the actions and you have completed the actions, then actions is already done and there's nothing that is left. Because once you have engaged in actions, whether it is positive or negative, the propensity of the actions will always remain within our, you know, continuum. And this will then remain within our continuum for, you know, unless you engage in some particular practices to purify. It will always remain within us, our continuum. So therefore, now, the purpose of this purification practice is to reduce our negative imprints or the propensity that is left within our continuum from the beginningless time. And so try our best to, you know, purify and try our best to, you know, eliminate those imprints within our continuum and uproot those, you know, imprints and try to actually substitute that imprints by the virtuous mind or the virtuous actions. And this is the, you know, what it's all about, you know, purification practice. So, because it is all, you know, directed towards one's own future life, all this purification practice, because we don't want to, you know, we really don't want to, you know, carry all those negative imprints within our continuum. We don't want to really carry all this negative propensity within our continuum to our next life. Because if we carry this, if we are unable to purify all this negative, you know, deeds that you have done, and there's the files of, you know, of negative imprints that is kept within one's continuum, then it is very certain that you will not be able to have a positive result, positive rebirth in one's future life. So therefore, if one is genuinely, you know, if one has a genuine desire or a wish to attain a better rebirth or the fortunate rebirth in our future life, we need to get rid of those imprints, negative imprints that we have kept within our continuum because of our negative actions. So, so then, speaking about, you know, one's next life, whether or there are only two possibilities of one's future life, and the life that we have in our life that we will have in our future. One is what we call the fortunate, taking a rebirth within the fortunate realms and taking a rebirth within the unfortunate realms. And those are the two different categories of the realms that we may take a rebirth in. So if we carry all those negative propensities left by one's own negative actions within our continuum, then you have no choice but to take a rebirth in the unfortunate realms, such as animal, predator, or the hell beings. So if you are able to able to keep imprints of positive deeds or the virtuous deeds, particularly of the virtuous deed of 10 virtuous deed, so then you will be able to take a rebirth. It is very certain that you'll be able to take a rebirth within the fortunate realms of either human realms or devil realms or the demigod realms. So those are the only two possibilities for us. So then if one is seeking to gain the state of enlightenment, so then gaining the freedom, taking a rebirth in the fortunate realm is a very important, because it is a gateway for one's own, you know, enlightenment, state of enlightenment, without which we will not be able to gain a state of enlightenment. If one has taken a rebirth, particularly in hell realms, animal realms, similarly in the prata realms, there will no chance for one to actually, you know, gain the state of enlightenment. Because after all, gaining the state of enlightenment is the purification of one's mind. Purification of one's mind requires a rigorous training of one's mind. So in such a realm, if one take a rebirth in a realm that is unfortunate, and there is no chance for us to actually train one's mind, if there's no way to chance our, one is unable to train one's mind, there's no way that one can actually purify one's mind. If one is unable to purify one's mind, and there's no way that we can gain the state of enlightenment. So therefore, gaining state in particularly in human realms, we have a very unique feature as a human beings, which actually become a conducive of gaining the state of enlightenment as a human beings.
Oh, generally, and this is a son tongue of beauty. In the car to tongue, I care and attach you to the name sent you. And then, again, now I had a tundusum, tenderly majiva, and she does that. And they bet tenderly jaws to one chidan and I hear the bad gentle in Navakil and nature towards you, said gentle in the water than by shoes. And I did hear any chill tender the back, and I'm big to treat as that. And this is
by understanding this, you know, how important it is for us to take a rebirth in a fortunate realms to gain the state of enlightenment. So one then, you know, if one is a Buddhist practitioner, then one then take a refuge in three jewels, by taking take refuge in Guru, Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. May I gain the state of enlightenment for the benefit of all other sentient beings, if possible. Not only just your verbalizing or just imagining, but try to, you know, generate a genuine wish to gaining the state of enlightenment, not only for oneself, but for the benefit of all other sentient beings. If that is not possible, one should have a genuine wish to gaining the liberation from samsara. With this motivation, one taking refuge. And then again here, gaining liberation from samsara, one must again understand and what really binds us within the samsaric existence. For that, you need to know, you have to you should understand the 12 links of dependent originations. And then if one really consider oneself as a genuine practitioner, one should at least have a genuine wish to gain a rebirth within the fortunate realms. That too, not just you are wishing to gain the state of taking a rebirth within the fortunate realms, but rather your very, you know, wish to gain in the state of rebirth within the fortunate realms is induced by the, you know, abandoning the 10 non-virtuous actions and adopting the 10 virtuous actions. So this is how, you know, one need to understand, you know, when we speak about the state of complete enlightenment, we need to really get rid of all the self-cherishing mind. And when we have, when you have a genuine wish to free yourself from the samsara, then you need to understand what is the root cause of samsara, what really binds within, what really binds us within the samsara. And when you wish to gain the state of fortunate realms, the rebirth within the fortunate realms, then what is the causes and condition that really contributes this fortunate realms and so on.
So here,
When we take refuge in two jewels that we talked earlier about, take refuge from the depth of one's heart to Guru, Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, to gain the state of enlightenment or the liberation, or to take a rebirth in the fortunate realms. So then here, when we speak about taking refuge in two jewels, particularly of the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, it is not that that the quality of the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha is something that is completely unachievable by ourselves. You shouldn't be really keeping a very distance between the two, yourself and the three object of three jewels. The three jewels. One must, understand the quality of the three jewels can be achieved by oneself. In order to achieve this, then one take refuge in three jewels. With this, courage and hope that you take in refuge, you take refuge in three jewels. It is not that you are taking refuge in three jewels, but you are keeping a refuge on the other side and then being yourself on the other side, on the one side, and looking at the three jewels as one's own master. But rather, that is something that can be achieved by oneself. So this is how you should look at it. And learning something, and you know the result of whatever that you learn, and the result that can be achieved by yourself, as a result of your process of learning, in the same way, as a result of process of taking refuge in three jewels, at the end, the quality of three jewels will be achieved by oneself. So this is the process. This is the purpose of taking refuge in three jewels, and particularly that taking refuge in Dharma. When we talk about I take refuge in Dharma, one must immediately think about as if when we are taking refuge in Dharma is something that really becomes a remedy for one's own negative thoughts and emotions. And it's a very effective, because if you are able to think in that way, I take refuge in Guru or Buddha, who actually teaches us to achieve those, and who are the teacher actually which provides us information to achieve Dharma within us. So Dharma here is, the actual Dharma refers to the path and the cessation. So that is why the Dharma is said to be the actual refuge. Dharma is known as, out of three refuge, the Dharma is known as the actual refuge. Because it is through the Dharma, the refuge, one eliminates all these negative thoughts and emotions, and they gain a cessation from negative thoughts and emotions. So therefore, Dharma is said to be an actual antidote, or it's an actual refuge, an actual antidote for all those negative thoughts and emotions. So it is through this understanding of the Dharma, one then cultivate the path. By means of one's own practice, one cultivate this Dharma within oneself. The Dharma path within oneself. And then once you are able to set this Dharma path in front of oneself, one then, embark upon the journey, the spiritual journey, which then take yourself to a state of enlightenment, beginning from the path of accumulation, preparation, path of seeing, meditation, and normal learning.
ཁྱི ཕྱད མམ གསུམ དང མ འདོ ཆི ཅོ རུ སི ལུ ལིན ཏེ ཁ གི གི ཡིན ན ཁོ ཅོ སུང ཡ དེ ག ན ཡིན གི སུ སུ ཅན ལོ འཇུ གི སི གི ཡོ རེ ཨ ནི དེ ན རེ ཨ ནི ཁུ དོང དེ ང ཁེན ན དང ན ཝ ཡ དེ དུན དུ སུང དང ང དང རོ ས དེ ལ ཁེན དེ དེ དེན དུ སུང དང ཡེན དུ སུང མེ གི ཝ ཅི གི ཅི ན ན ཝ ཡ དེ དུན དུ སུ གི ཡི ལི ཅི ཡིན ན
So think about taking refuge in teachers. Think about, is it really possible for really us, for us to achieve this quality within us? So when you go through this process of investigations, how can one really achieve this quality of three jewels within oneself? Of course, it's a long process, but we need to, for that, we need to study, we need to learn. We should know, and we should have. We are well informed. One must, receive all the information, the Dharma informations. Then you will gain a conviction of achieving such a quality within oneself. With this, then one take refuge in three jewels, with what we call a genuine faith based on reasonings. The genuine faith here refers to a faith that actually come about because of reasonings. It is not a blind faith. So we need to first, one's faith must be, grounded upon a reasonings. That is what we call genuine faith.
ཁོ་དང་ད་ཅི་ཨན་ནང་མ་ཏོ་བ་དེ་ཅི་ཟ་ནི་ན་ག་གི་ཏོ་ལ་ནི་ཤོ་གི་ཡ་ལ་ནོ་ཨ་ཏ་ག་ནེ་ཏ་བ་ཅི་ཏ་ཡི་དེ་གུ་རི་མ་ཡ་པ་ནི་ཁོ་ཤུ་སུན་ལ་མ་ལ་ཅོ་ཏ་ཅན་ཅི་ཅི་སུ་སང་གི་ལ་ཅོ་ཏ་ཅི་ལ་ཅི་ཅི་ཤོ་ནི་ཨན་ན་མན་དེ་པོ་ཡོ་ནེ་དང་ཟམ་པ་ཅི་གོ་རན་དེ་དེ་དེ་ཨན་མེ་དེ་གི་ཅི་དེ་ཅི་ནི་ཨ sanji ra chida chula chula ten ten diya dike nimi kunlun zamba te tolo na hundred mungbu dreta nyapa mungbu ndogu ya sari tisan rupo yi mari yis ten diya dike o tenda yungu ya nganzo tenda jin susu kukye ni la yante ro nan diya na lama la chodo chi sanji chodo chi sari ta nga dungi mama shurungu rupa chiru chi si sanji la chodo chi ro nan da diya nan da kukye ron nan da mani ka yi nan da tisan chudu ya chok chi ni o tenda chi guri.
So if one gain such a conviction, it's a conviction of possibility of achieving the quality of three jewels within oneself, then you know you will always become a mindful of taking refuge in three jewels. It almost become accepted within your mind, right from the morning. In the beginning of your day, take refuge in three jewels, and whatever the daily chores, whatever your daily activities that you're into, so then everything will be actually taking based upon taking refuge in three jewels. Until you retire, at night. So this is what we call the genuine faith to three jewels based on reasonings, and this is what is again meant by taking refuge in three jewels.
Tendari, and Tizani, Tendaji Dulon, Susuji, tumba phenche re gari yin na mel pa pe zambo ji ya de ane mel ji pachu chu ju ji ji rangi ji je gi de pe pen jan da bo nen da da bo de zo lo en ji jo no no ju da mo bo je sha de de zen chu mai ke wo de ne ju ne de na ke ya re so so pen jan na wa da bo de na jin ji ya re ma do gyo re tu ku ma re si gyo ne de na ma yin ke sa ji mi ke thung ji mi ke kwen ji mi ke ngo mi ke ti me ji ke Tenda kange tuni ki metalu yenba tongi yena ni chuli rindu kuri yese, o tenda ri. Tenda yin diru chuki nala sayami ki tunyami ki tenda kange yenba tongi nama tisa kange che kanto che, zo zo rangi tumba penche nama tenbo che. Ani kuntu turi ki pasi ki sa duja jilo, tsu duja jilo, ani sato newaandu jika jo lumba ka tsendele ya meche, chawa chimali ya meche tenda zogu kuyasa ri. O tenda yin chan, Sen zangbo chi yi zhungba bhi zhi gangna chi na thangbo chi. Ani nga zhi likha na chi li na ya, na kui la cha ti li gu ya na, na kui ngu gu tong a zang chi ma yin bhi su su likha ta chi pa ma pa na pa ta pa chi li sha ki yin na te gyawa rin du. Ta kui nga zhi likha li ya, kui nga zhi pi cha ti te ki chi ta yin, kui yu di ya po li, mi di nu ta chi na te cha ni li gu ya ma li. Ko chi si nga zhi sha to, shi yu na na chi zhi likha li na ya, Pachu me zonto li pimpi kito pita suzo li kata chi me pa li mel pa chito ta chegi yina ta chen ya gyawari.
So if one is able to take a refuge in Chiju genuinely, then that is what we call happiness, right? Because if you're able to take a refuge in Chiju genuinely, as we spoke earlier about based on reasoning, then very purpose of taking refuge in Chijo is to benefit other beings. And if that is not possible, one should at least refrain from harming others. That is the purpose. And then enables you to, taking refuge in Chijos, the purpose of taking refuge in Chijos enables one to cultivate love, compassion, sense of connectedness, sense of caring for others. Once you have all of this mental quality within you, and you're able to actually establish such a mental quality within you, and you will be the happiest person in the world. So that is what we call happiness. Because all those unhappiness, situation is created by our disturbance, the mind. The mind is the main source that really bring about unhappiness. So therefore, if you're able to take refuge in Chijo genuinely, that really subdues your negative state of mind. And if you're able to subdue your negative state of mind, an ultimate happiness is achieved as a byproduct of subduing one's negative state of mind.
Ho tena iso, tanda nganzo lu ten de pe chuji ya ge ten chutu choba di yin jo chan yu ten di yin se gu yore. Na tena iso di ti yi ten lo pa chude chiga, na nga ma dacha tenpa da naru nando yi ni ge me chi yo yin zari. Na dacha tenpa kando chi chun di chi yi ni kondo, sa chuji yi yi ni kono ya, na nga 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 di pa kanga ma ta ni, na kuwa li tabi taba duwa ri zi tangi chi.
So state of enlightenment, when we speak about the state of enlightenment, it's not something that belongs to someone, nor it it is actually, you know, something that can be given by somebody to you. But state of enlightenment must be achieved by oneself. So therefore, in the past, all those great masters, enlightened beings, such as Buddha Shakyamuni and so on, all of them are not a primarily enlightened being. They are not primarily enlightened. All of them, in the beginning, they are all similar to us. All of them are actually trapped within this secular existence, who are completely, you know, overpowered by the negative thoughts, emotions, and delusions. And so, through their efforts, they're able to overcome all those negative thoughts and emotions, and then gain the state of enlightenment. So in the same manner, if we engage in practice and embark upon the spiritual path properly, then we all, as ascension beings, have this potential of gaining the state of enlightenment.
ngalambi noy gi nemu thama mari pa gi hen dia de so so re gi yo mari so so ra ma le ra zu thu ba ma kan ten gi yo wa tuni tu bu lo de ge christian na ki men ba mai ba tu tum sa ti ki kya na ki mai ba to ken de la tu mai ba de la tuni se te to ki to ken de la de se ge de ta la de de gi nemu ra ne gi tu bi khero ra ne gi nemu ga pa pi sa di Ya momo jo pa kya kin go den se ta go den de go dam ko ma ma chulo ma pi tha di lo go ma jo sen ya un tu ko ma ro o te kya kin den go den se ge o te chu kun jo no go lan jo ngi ku yi se ta nga zo te ga da na ni me ko nen din di de lo en yo bu ju kin da ta kin le kin ji me na an ni di chu ko ya da tu ko ma ro te ngi ne go chu se ge jo de la sun gu re Oya nat meje nata na ningya tawala ani dada he nesi sungwa na hi nga zu kwalia ta de sanji gi sa do daya ji hin do ala ani lama de chiten ke lama de o chiken jo me den ko jo ade lama la sanji gi ro lama de sanji de lama ni sanji ko jo ani chiken jo ge den ko jo sungwa de ni ge ko jo de nesi de petun he ta Mente ta ade ni de. O tun di la den ni chu kan chu go den la den ni pe chu. Ane da da de ta ane ma de la san ji la ma chu den ge ne. O de ta pe chu den da ge ge. O te sun do ni ngan do ane quality bi ta ba ta gi ne do go chu ta nu ge re. Tan den di sun la. Ta te sun de kan da re sin na la ma san ji ni ge la nga den ke chun da bu de re. अने डाटा दे नाचा दल कारी गुगुनु कुनु ताकिंग के वो अजे रहता अजे तो टू निकल दो डाटा दे मैं द कार तेंग गुगुनु कोणे तुंग गुनु ताकिंग डाबो दे अने मैं द तानी क्योंकि डाटा दे तो अने चुकाते सोंग संजय
पेट
संजय वो डाटा दे संजय ने पेट सोंग आजी Pende chukun chute, then pende tan, chukun chuni petsumachi. And then Guinea consulted the Nessu petsumachi. Oya Nata Tawala, Dada Tom, hey, Nessie soon go on my kinchi, and running that in Quandilia tad tagging the Sandy Contrian Duala. And then George La Sungri, Esigutetere, Lamala George Sandy. अने चुला चोदे चेंसे ऐते तन गोदियन लांडे निचे इनके नियला चोदे चेंसे नेसी तो पेट सुंगो दो ची सुंग गुदों तनरे अने तन्दा सुंग लो कुंजू चुनी आ चोग गुदे निंग आं चोंडो ची तो आं ये सुंग लो नवाई तो माहे निके गुगरे अने के ना नवाई तो चुनु सुंग लो चेना आ ट्रैग दो हीगन दोस अने तिली मंडो या ताकी ने ची थोड़ा बोते अने कुंजू सुंग चुनों लो दोस अने तला गिची ची ते बा तेंबु ये सुंग दुनी ने ये के ता नी ये ची चेनी दिला No, I don't know. Pembo chigi tingi ji suna na, shenda chigi da chongre da bata na te na, kui kai ma na, pembo tawa da zan duwa na, nga ni jinda ma di dukul je chi te shen na, kui jo tuku ro, o te na ki, nga zu daga zara tiri ma yinba yi chigi, kun su sun lo lu ki guri, isa wa tiri, diya la ma la jota, sanji la jota, chula jota, sa tong de, nga ta, jawa chi ma nga, kena nga sun di nga da tingi, sun lo ma duwa chi ya roba chi ro chi, te ta ma chi bi, nga duwa zi, si chen ta je pa ma yi ke, ma ma yi ke, ji ra mi ba, Roger,
So it's a one thing that is beneficial for us to take refuge in Chijols by But considering oneself as a patient and the Buddha or the teacher, in other words, who's the teacher who's giving you a teaching, the Dharma, is as a the teachings of the Dharma, the Buddha who gives the teachings is analogous to consider as in a physician, and the Dharma, taking refuge in Dharma, should be considered as the medications, and the Sangha is considered as the companion or the nurses who actually helps you to take all the medications and so on. So, so one should always look at oneself as a sick person. We are sick, actually, you know, because we are not aware of that. We always claim ourselves as I'm very healthy, and I have no problem physically, and I'm fit, you know. This is what we always claim ourselves. But if you carefully look at ourselves, we are always suffering from sickness of mental afflictions. It is within us. The syndrome is within us. And so long as the root cause of this sickness is within us, you are not free from sickness. So if you look at ourselves, you know, within one instant, a very minor instant, you almost we almost lose our control, and we are unable to. You become so intemperated, and you become completely, in other words, you just lost your mind. Why this is happening is because of the sickness that is within us. So there's no way that we can claim ourselves as a someone who is completely fit. It may be appropriate that for us to actually claim ourselves as I'm pretty good physically, that's good most of the time. But not, I cannot really claim that we are myself is completely healthy, because mentally we are not healthy at all. We are very, very weak, in fact. All our and the problem, the worst part of us is because we are again completely dominated by this weak mind. Though our mind is very, it is completely, seen, the root cause of our sickness, yet at the same time, we follow that. And the way if we follow our mind, the mind that is appropriate, then that should be fine. But most of the time, when we follow our mind, it is a mind that is always inappropriate. Why we are saying that it's inappropriate is it is an inappropriate mentation. Because the way our mind directs us and the way our mind introduces us as all things and events, it's a very, inappropriately. The mind is not really, introducing us all those phenomena that is in front of us appropriately, but rather it is wrongly, inappropriately. So therefore we follow that, and then which then opens the door for arisal of all those delusions. So it's here by the mind here, literally referring to the ignorance, right? So why we call this as ignorance is because it perceives the things, something that is not there. For instance, because of this ignorance, when you look at and when we think about ourselves, that's the most suitable example. When we think about ourselves, how we grasp our mind is grasping at ourselves as a self that is concretely exist. Something that is real there, something that can be pinpointed. This is how our mind is guiding us now. And we are, we are innocently, we are following them. We are following this mind. And when we really think about ourselves, here self that is concrete, something that is independent. But if we really think very carefully, is this really in that way? Is it really exist the way in which that really appears to us? Is it really exist the way in which that we really perceive this I? If you really think carefully, very calmly, and investigate, you'll be able to find a lot of answers to these questions. And you're able to draw a conclusion that such a self does not really exist. The self that really appears to us, self that really perceived by our mind. So what it does is it really helps you to then direct yourself. And it really, gives you lessons that whatever this ignorant mind is grasping, whatever the ignorant minds introduce you, something to you, you must not follow this. This is the kind of advice that we make. This is the lessons that we can learn out of that when we go through the investigation of our own self, how the self really exists, existence of our own self. Because if you really think carefully and go through and it teases out, by teasing out all the components of our body and so on and so forth, and it's almost like the self that we normally, perceive, something that is concrete, something that is real there, will become unfindable. And that really takes you a U-turn, this is now, up until now in my entire life, if one accepts the previous life, then from the beginning life, from the beginningless of our life, we have been perceiving falsely of the self and phenomena. So we are actually following the false thoughts, and the outcome will be false all the time. So therefore, we are sick. Mentally, we are all sick. So therefore, considering Buddha as a physician, actually prescribe your medications. And then again, just by seeing doctor or just by seeing physician alone, it's not sufficient, but physician will diagnose you and give you, prescribe you a medications. And you must take take this medication that is prescribed by the doctor or the physician in accordingly. Again, if you are not taking it, just by visiting for a physician alone will not help you to overcome your sickness, right? So in the same manner, if you're just listening to the teachings of the Dharma and not putting into a practice will not help you. So therefore, you must listen to the teachings of the Dharma and use whatever the teachings that you have received as an antidote for your mental afflictions. Therefore, Dharma is said to be an actual medicine that actually overcomes your sickness, or the remedy for your sickness. And the Sangha is the companion who support you along the path, your spiritual path. So therefore, you know, this three refuge is something that is intertwined. You know, it cannot work one another. So that is why we take refuge in three jewels. So, so now, the most important part is the Dharma, because the Dharma, which really enables you to follow a right way of thinking, and which really enables you to achieve or accomplish the right way of thinking, in other words, wisdom. So without cultivating the right way of thinking, you will not be able to eradicate the wrong way of thinking. It is a natural, you know, natural to our mental world, particularly. If you are able to, you know, overcome the negative way of thinking with regard to one particular object, you need to have a positive way of thinking with regard to that particular object. So otherwise, it won't really just go away by itself. In the same manner, for you to overcome the negative way of thinking, we need to cultivate a positive way of thinking, which is the wisdom. So, which literally referring to Gisela mentioned about emptiness, wisdom realizing emptiness. This is the one that really becomes a very strong weapon to destroy our real enemy that is within us, which is the most strong, powerful enemy we are carrying within us all the time. When we speak about the enemy, we point towards to elsewhere. In other words, external person or an object or so on and so forth. We really do not think of, we cannot really even think of, you know, enemy that is lying within us. Not at all. But if you really carefully think that one that makes us unhappy, uncontented, and unsatisfied, and this is the cause of suffering. And this kind of, you know, enemy has no other, you know, duty but engaging in the project of inflicting harm upon us. Whereas the other enemies, like a human beings or whatever that you think as a your enemy, they need the time to sleep, they need the time to eat, and they even have a love for their own loved ones, their own colleagues, their own family. They do not have a 24 hours of time to engage in bringing about, you know, engaging in your in project of bringing about, harm upon ourselves. So that this inner enemy, the most enemy that is within us, has no other function just to bringing about, harm upon ourselves. So this is how you really think about it. And this is through the right way of thinking, cultivating the right of wisdom, that really helps us to really eradicate all these enemies that is within us. So Kishla is saying, I will stop here with this and can take some questions.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Thomas, could you like to talk to us a little bit more about regret as an antidote and how to, if there is some way to think about achieving a proper regret?
Again, the Kenla and the Yambo Top Shisum Brova, Top Shidi Kargar in Venus. Top Shisum, Top Shidi Kargar in Venus. Top Shitini, Din and the Ninet and the number Sunjim Bachurva, number Sunjim Bati, Topo Shatablia, and the Penguinus, Dimu Shatablia.
They'll get in Dedra. Kinchi Ranyangi Dipati Mansi and Dabota.
Thank you, Topje.
Thank you, Topje. Kyoba di ki ta kandes nyembu cha wenas.
So the one important part of this practice of remorse and regret will not really prevent your negative deeds or the karma to multiply, because you are not rejoicing with it. You're completely sick of that, right? I have done that. So again, the way of regretting here is it's almost like you have to regret from the depth of your mind, as if that you have actually assaulted a poison accidentally. Then you realize that, you know, I have assaulted poisons, and what should I do now? You know, there's a way. You will look for the way to to detoxify. You know, this poison to get out of your system. So this is how much the regret that you should have. And this will then, not only that, but also then it will prevent you from, you know, engaging in such an act in the future, which is another antidote. You know, if you have a great regret and remorse with regard to your particular actions, then you will never, ever, you know, engage in such actions in the future. This is how it really prevents you from engaging in actions, and it also prevents you from multiplying your negative, karmas.
Is it true that if you become very advanced practitioners, we should actually desire to be born again in the hell realms, because then we'll be able to help more sentient beings than if we were born in, as Buddhas or in the
So this is really true, because someone who is have gained an advanced level of practice, and such a practitioner will have no regret of taking rebirth in hell beings, as long as he or she is able to help hell beings within the hell realms. So therefore, we have a phrase and some Buddhist text by saying, even if I had to remain within the hell realm for the eons, and I will do so to benefit all other sentient beings. That we find that kind of phrase everywhere. In fact, there are many great beings, because when we talk about taking rebirth for us, we have no control over it. Our rebirth is forced by our karma and delusions. And whereas theirs, they have a freedom over their rebirths. So they will take a rebirth in many different forms, that whatever they think that is suitable and something that can be beneficial for other sentient beings. So that's really true.
So can we assume then that they will know when they have the powers, the tools to be able to resist the abort in the hell realms and actually be helpful? They will know that they have those qualities.
Nyewa lembe yembe na, nyewa nyewe ten liya, kewa lembe na, nge semjian dedang dedo vichil liya, nge pensar samsam chigi. Ani kuna zu kengu waro basi tangbu ne. Kengu waro basi ta, ta jika toko tomo lengin chiro ba. Kuna zu nyewe ten ma lembe yene, nyewe nang lembe yene le, kewa lembe yene le, ani nyewe nang le, nyewa po, semjian nyewa po liya, nge digas pensar samsam chigi, kuna zu kengu basi. Nde sudo.
Yeah,
because those, you know, particularly the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, in other words, someone who is who have gained all those wisdoms and compassion within them, and what we call as the, for the Buddhas, of course, they have omniscient mind, what we call omniscient mind, that they can actually understand the wherever that they, it is, which, you know, whichever and wherever the realm that is more beneficial for him or her to take a rebirth to benefit other beings. And with this knowledge, they, you know, deliberately take a rebirth in many different realms, in many different forms. So, Bodhisattvas, for instance, will have no even at 1 second of thinking of benefiting himself or herself, but rather constantly they're always working for the benefit of other sentient beings, concerned for other sentient beings. And self-cherishing thought is not even an instant of self-cherishing thought is within them.
In the world of regret, we in this culture, we also have the word guilt. And It's a lingering sense of having done something wrong or said something wrong that just doesn't quite leave you. But in this practice where you have regret and you feel it down to every cell that you've done something wrong, you've done something stupid that has harmed somebody, it seems like it's a finite thing that you feel the regret, you do the antidotes and you go on. But in the world of guilt, there is this kind of lingering sense that somehow you've been diminished by. So within this practice, is there guilt? I mean, what there? And do you know?
yes, yes, I got it, I got it, yeah. 단단간서 개바세 줘봐.
아.
개셈 제 줘봐.
니생.
개셈.
니생 니생.
개셈 제야다. 아니 간서 내가 눈을 제가 수수 놓아 줘봐.
응.
놓아요 번 일 개바 가려서도 뭐. 개셈 제외나 개셈 줘봐.
응.
개셈 제야다. 내가 님바 제 제외나 내가 님바 제에서 수수 놓아 준 거로봐.
아니.
놓아야 되다. 개셈 일 개바 가려서.
아.
놓아야 되다. 개셈 일 개바 가려서.
니생 되게 딱 그 하마디 Long, it is a curl, rame, but you curl, move with a lush shadowa. Taka, that the remadies are curled with the Najiloa, the remadies, and the Susan Jabayan Gurua. Pacha Malona, Palanatino de Jugura. No, Sagazin.
No, that's also Yachik, Nedi Chase, and the Susuliata, Susu, Tai, Lagan, Nurish, Chevy, and some of the Shurwada, Lagan, Nurish, and Susan, Nurish, Chevy. Susu Kanda, the Norbert Chesha got the attack on the Susu no Shurva.
What is it? He changed something. He came up here. He did that thing 8 years and has a loan or
So it's a different because when we speak about the guilt, it's more like you're totally encased in the darkness. And when it's the regret and remorse, in this particular context of regrets, as you are aware of your, what you have done in the past, and then you should be, in fact, be delighted of being able to recognize that something that you have done is wrong so that you will never do it in the future. And when we speak about the guilt, is just by the guilt in general, you have this guilt and a very heavy burden. We're just carrying on, but you will never think of that. I will never do this in the future. You have a guilt of doing something wrong or the similar wrong thing that you may do in the next time, which means you have no great regrets and remorse with regard to that, although you have a guilt. So this is different because the guilt is something that is encased and you have no aware of what you have done and you are not being able to see the false sides of that particular action that you have done. Yeah, but rather, you may be a guilt of doing something, and then it is heavy burden to you. But this practice of regret and remorse is something completely different than this. Do you remember that, Kala? Do you remember the dish? No questions, right? No questions? Okay.
Should
we say the dedication prayers beginning at page 23 and 24? And then we will skip to
Chapel
yada choba dang zambo de ya de jin de de da kun ji ji da lo ji ye wa de da dang ro do ye wa dang ji ya ho wa ga la jo na ba de da ki ge za de ga cha zambo ji ji ro do